Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw. That sounds terrible.
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are Going In Raw.
What's up? It's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you are watching Going In Raw.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw. And you are tuned in to Going In Raw right now. How you doing?
Hey, friend, I'm Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be watching right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. And anywhere fine podcasts are available, be sure to hit that subscribe button, because I will guarantee you, if you haven't checked your subscription on us, if you're on YouTube, check it. You're probably unsubscribed. Ever since I've been shouting out the subscription thing, so many comments are saying, oh my God, I was totally unsubbed from YouTube. So
yeah. Go ahead.
It's a fun game. See if you're unsubscribed. Well, our subs are probably going to get jacked up now.
I know.
Anyways, we're also available wherever fine podcasts are. Be sure to leave us a review or a rating. We're also at patreon.com/Steven Larson if you want to contribute to the show, help support the show. And in return, you get things. Like right now, we've got 57 people watching the live broadcast of this. Before the show, we interacted with them.
Yeah.
And after the show, we'll interact with them.
They'll Correct.
All get to enjoy a bonus episode today.
Yes.
Which hopefully I'll upload on its own, but don't hold out hope for that
one. Don't count on it.
Yeah, we're also at prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw, where right now we have 5 quality designs. I'm looking to make that 6 by the end of the week, Larson.
Maybe it'll be 7.
You know, we've had so many people finding our secret shop and getting the friend. I'm going to just upload that.
It's a good idea.
I'm just going
to
do
It seems
that.
To be a popular design.
I think it is, man. I was going to wear it today, but I don't think I washed that while we were in Orlando. So I put it on. I was like, this smells like Internet Darlings. When is that video going up?
This weekend, I think.
Okay, cool. Right on. So, that's where we are. That's where you can find us.
Superstar Shakeup Raw.
Oh, wait a second. I gotta
oh,
shout
yeah,
out
yeah,
the patrons.
Yeah. The new
I always
pledges.
Do this. I forget. I'm still sort of getting accustomed to being back home.
I know.
I kind of took last week off a little bit. Like, as much as I could. Like, we did our shows and everything, but we did them remotely so I can have my time away from you. But beyond that, I just did a whole lot of nothing. I slept so much on Saturday.
See, I still need to catch up on sleep.
It's a perpetual thing with you, man.
I know.
I don't think it's ever going to happen. You're caught in, like, a Kafka-esque sleep deprivation movie.
Really am.
Yeah. From last... when's the last time we shout out patrons?
Dirt Sheet, but I don't remember if it was the last Dirt Sheet or the week prior.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, I'm just going to go from last Tuesday.
Okay.
And if anybody out there doesn't get a shout out, let me know on Twitter, at RealGoingInRaw or at MFSteve here. I'll give you a shout out. I don't even care. From last Tuesday.
Okay.
Oh, I remember these. I remember some of these.
Okay, well, then skip ahead.
This one. I remember this one. I remember this one. I'll start from here. I think this is it. D. Morgan McCallum, King of Haas Style, Tony Coyote, Hethi Khan, Joshua Martinez, Bobby Woods, James Richards, Chiefy Jackson, Muhammad Walters, Rich Perkins, Brian Rodriguez, Danny Sixcox, the one and only Mike I. Cade, Dick Chappie, Randy Frederick, Alexander Honer, Brett the Shitman Fart, my new favorite name,
yeah,
by the
that's
way,
good.
Edwin Hazelwood, Morph 13, Joel Clements, Brody Whiteman, David Lamb, MVP 2391, Jake Weinrib, Coney Rapace, Matthew Elijah, and another Matthew Elijah. He did 2 pledges 1 minute apart. Matthew, if you want to take one of those back.
Feel free
right here. Just make sure you're not getting charged anything you're not getting what you want to get charged for.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyways, let's talk about Raw, man. What a fucking entertaining show. I cannot wait for SmackDown tonight, man. I suggest we not fantasy book too much of the what's going to happen on SmackDown tonight, because by the time...
I agree.
Yeah.
Though there's a couple moves that seem plainly obvious.
Horribly obvious. Yeah, we can go over those in a moment, but we're going to start going ahead and we're going to run this down. But yeah, in a nutshell, Raw was very entertaining, largely because the superstar shakeup. Whenever unpredictability is in the air, it's usually a pretty entertaining show.
But also, I think by and large, the matches on Raw were all very entertaining.
Yeah, we had a couple scary parts in that Nia Jax Charlotte match.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But it was still a really good match.
Nia needs to brush up on her fundamentals, man. But yeah, let's just start from the beginning. Immediately, I like this move. Also, so we had a question on our Monday show, which, by the way, is doing spectacularly. So yes. It looks like that's going to be a thing now.
Yes.
We had a question about how the superstar shakeup will look. And we kind of got a mix of different things.
Towards the beginning of the show, they said something about the GMs and commissioners of each show spending time over the week between SmackDown last week and Monday's Raw,
mm-hmm.
negotiating, working out terms for deals.
Yes.
We didn't see any of these deals actually negotiated.
You were disappointed
television.
We did not get any war room footage.
The full process.
Maybe they'll do a WWE 24. Like
could
the 24 hours leading up to the shakeup.
Anyway, so the show kicks off with The Miz and Maryse coming down the ring.
Well, hold on a second.
Dressed.
Hold on. It kicked off with John Cena's music.
Yes, with The Miz cosplaying as John Cena.
You know what's funny?
What?
Is that I was like kind of half paying attention, I think, because the little one wasn't here yet. But I was kind of half. I heard his music and I was like, oh, that's cool. But I was on my phone. I was like, oh, okay. So Cena's on Raw because they don't really need Cena. And then I sort of out of my eye, he started doing Nikki's dance. And I was like, well, that's unusual. Oh, it's Miz. It took me a hot second to realize. Yeah. Until I saw him doing the dance, I was like, oh, well done, Miz. I was like Dean Ambrose. I was very confused. Anyways, they come down to the ring. He starts doing, he's really into the Cena.
I know.
He knows that it's over.
I know.
So he's going to milk it for all it's worth. Dean Ambrose comes down. Wow. Oh, two of the superstars from SmackDown now on Raw.
Pretty much SmackDown's entire upper mid-card.
No, SmackDown's entire upper mid-card besides Baron Corbin. You're absolutely right.
Yes.
And it was announced earlier in the day off-camera that Apollo Crews is also on Raw.
Yes.
So basically their entire mid-card.
Pretty much.
Then when Chad Hawkins came out.
And Kalisto.
From the lower to upper mid-card, all gone on SmackDown.
Pretty much.
SmackDown. And okay, here's the thing, everybody. Just chill out for a second. Just calm down.
Yes.
Everybody on our Twitter, @RealGoingInRaw, saying, they don't care about SmackDown. SmackDown's decimated. There is a second part to this, and it's on SmackDown tonight.
Yes, I'm assuming we will see roughly 10 superstars go from Raw to SmackDown tonight.
Exactly. So some of the people that we saw on Raw last night will be showing
on
up
SmackDown
on SmackDown
exactly. tonight.
Yeah.
So just be patient.
A couple of big questions.
It will all work out.
Okay, so Miz and Maryse come down. They do their Cena thing. Dean Ambrose comes down.
Says, well, I'm happy to see some familiar faces here on Raw now that I'm here. And he congratulates them on their engagement.
Yeah.
On their Hollywood careers.
Well, you have to appreciate that Dean was selling the Miz's Cena gimmick
to the
full.
He was all in on it.
Yeah. Do you think that indicates Dean Ambrose has some sort of maybe nearsightedness? Maybe he could benefit from LASIK.
Maybe he just doesn't really pay attention.
He's like me. Awesome. Now I'm more.
Now you're Dean fan number one.
Yeah, you got that right. Please continue with what happened.
Oh, so the Miz says, "Hold on, I'm not John Cena." He takes his hat off. Maryse takes the wig and hat off. Says, "We're the it couple."
Yeah.
And then Dean makes his confused face.
Yeah.
And said, "Okay." And then Dirty Deeds Miz.
Yeah. No. He drops the most devastating finisher possibly of all time. The Dirty Deeds.
I know it is booked like the most devastating thing.
Just now on Raw. What's more powerful, the Rainmaker or the Dirty Deeds?
Dirty Deeds.
Really?
Shibata ate a Rainmaker and made him stronger.
That's a good point. Oh man. What did you guys think about the New Japan video we put up this week? I wonder what they think about
yes.
that. I really hope. I was thinking about. I was like, man. Did it not get a cry? I didn't look at the comments or anything, but just hearing my, like, thinking back.
Oh, no, I looked at some of the comments, and one person agreed with you about the finish of the match.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So I think you made it fairly clear, because I, you know, watched it back last night, that you enjoyed the match up to the finish.
I love the match. I just felt the finish needed. I needed to see more of the
tide
turning.
You wanted more build. I understand.
Yeah. Anyways, getting back to it. Yeah. So, he drops the Dirty Deeds. He walks off, so wow, we have our first superstar. Shake up!
And the Intercontinental title is now on Raw.
Which immediately we realized meant...
Kevin Owens is going to SmackDown
He's
tonight.
Heading right to SmackDown, exactly.
And if there was any question about that, at the conclusion of the main event, there was no question about it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. So then we had Kurt Angle backstage, our new GM. Still great to see Kurt Angle. Sami Zayn once again walks up to Kurt Angle doing his like sort of hesitant, like he's in a, I mean, Miz used to call him Seth Rogen. And I always kind of found that as an apropos, but he's like extra Seth Rogen doing the like, oh, what does this mean for me? Am I going to be here? Oh, am I going to be here? Am I going to be there? What am I going to happen? That's my best Seth Rogen. And Kurt Angle, once again, kind of getting annoyed with it. Enter The Miz, pissed off that Dean Ambrose, Maurice said, this is the show you're running here?
Yeah.
Whoa, that was not Maurice. This is the show you're running here, Kurt Angle? What are you doing? Yeah, that was a better Maurice right
okay.
there. Okay. Yeah.
So then Sammy took umbrage, saying, hey, I'm here having a conversation with Kurt Angle. Sammy and The Miz start talking trash. Mm-hmm. Kurt Angle says, settle in the ring, give a match tonight.
Maurice says, oh, fine, then we'll do that to Kurt Angle. So, yeah, that led to a Sami Zayn Miz match later on in the night.
Yes. Next, we had The New Day.
Mm-hmm. Minus Kofi Kingston because
who
the
was
revival.
Out with, ankle surgery. He's out for a few weeks.
Top guys took down Kofi Kingston.
Yeah. Dash Wilder. Had a shirt that said, I broke Kofi's ankle.
Yeah, it was cute.
And then Scott Dawson had the ice cream cart.
RIP.
Yeah, 2017.
I like that they had those. Are those on WWE Shop? They had those special made.
I think so.
I think they designed
on them on Twitter. Scott Dawson's put a timeline of their first week on Raw, and one of them was buy iron-ons, made shirts.
Oh, that's great. God, I love those guys so much.
And this was a really fun match.
Yeah, this was a really fun match. The Revival, man, I'm hoping they're going to bring their brand of just perfectly executed tag team action.
And they really did more of their intricate teamwork last night than they did their debut match against the New Day.
Because that was kind of a concern. Like, I didn't know if they'd have to water their shit down for Raw, but I'm hoping that they're going to elevate. That's what you hope, man. They're bringing in these great talents, like especially in the tag team division on NXT. You hope they're going to elevate the division that they're going to. Like, I don't know when DIY is going to show up. Might be another. Might be not until SummerSlam. It might be tonight. I really hope that, you know, their presence is going to elevate as opposed to like what I think you mentioned this last week, as opposed to them being, you know, dragged down into the crap division.
Really fun match. The finish saw, the New Day go for their finisher, Midnight Hour.
Yeah.
And the Revival reverse it into a top rope shatter machine.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Good stuff. Really good stuff.
It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Top guys. Say yeah.
Yeah. You say yeah.
They go hard all day, all night.
They go hard.
Yeah.
Then we had a Neville interview. Neville was interviewed.
Yeah, and then TJ Perkins.
Well, he said, Neville says, you know, nobody's at the Neville level, especially not Austin Aries. TJ Perkins shows up and it says, I am at that level. And he says, no, you're not. And he says, I am. In the most awkward fucking way possible.
But then it was kind of interesting how Neville was manipulating Perkins.
You got to watch out. You got to be careful what you wish for, man. We're getting a TJ Perkins heel turn, Larson. And I fear it's going to be just as boring as his face run.
I don't know.
Because Neville basically, does like the most eighth grade version of manipulating somebody. Saying, you were the inaugural champion. And ever since the inception of 205 Live, you've been a joke.
Yep.
Look at you. Nobody has respect.
You need to reevaluate your the way you go about your business.
Mm-hmm. He says, Austin Aries had his opportunities that belonged to you, handed to him.
Yep.
Enter Austin Aries with his amazing aviator sunglasses.
And a banana.
And his coat combo. And he basically saying, are you seriously going to buy into this? Like what he just said, like one sentence and you're turned around. And TJ Perkins, with one look, basically confirms that yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's that easily manipulated.
Pretty much.
So his gimmick of easily manipulated millennial who dabs. Do you think, let me ask this, with his heel turn, because later on in their match, he totally turned heel.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think that the dabbing stuff, do you think those frills are going to go away?
No, I hope he keeps dabbing as a heel. I think it'll work better.
Well, does he? Would he then alter the way he dabs?
Yes.
Would he do it with a menacing face? Would he put extra stink on it?
Yes. One would hope.
You would think.
Yes.
I wonder if I can get behind that. Probably not. Going to stick to my guns. Everybody's on Twitter, though, lighting me up, saying.
I know. I saw.
Steve, you got what you wanted. They're listening to you.
Yeah.
He'll turn for TJ Perkins.
He needs to. Well, obviously, his music needs to go.
Yeah, I know.
The general packaging needs to change.
He needs a wholesale package change. Then I can get behind it. But if they keep up with that silly video game music,
that's not going to work.
That's not face
like
music.
Neville, when he turned heel, it was a complete repackage.
Yeah.
New theme, new video package, new ring gear.
Yeah.
All based on his previous stuff.
It makes that.
But all reflecting his new heel persona. It makes that. And he did the same with TJ Perkins.
It makes that TJ Perkins punishment shirt I got, you got me.
Mm-hmm.
Like immediately even better as a punishment because now it's an out of date TJ Perkins shirt.
It's true.
Yeah.
It could be a collector's item.
It could be. I'd put it in a poly bag and sell it on Craigslist.
Yes.
So anyways, then we had, Kurt Hawkins came out for a promo.
He's on Raw now, so I guess that's good
for
him.
The entirety of the SmackDown midcard is now on Raw. And he was interrupted by the Big Show.
He came
out, destroyed Chad Hawkins.
Well, he just punched him in the face.
Which is enough to destroy him.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So Kurt Hawkins is on Raw now.
He was asking
He was asking for the welcoming committee.
Yeah.
And he got a punch to the face.
Yeah. Then we had the TJ Perkins versus Austin Aries
really
match.
Fun match, really fast paced.
Neville was on commentary. Yeah, it was a fun match. TJ pin got the pin with a roll up thanks to a little bit of distraction there from Neville.
Yeah.
And then TJ Perkins went full heel attacking the shit out of Austin Aries. We'll see how. I mean, I guess the question is going to be tonight on 205 Live. We're probably going to see TJ Perkins.
We'll see if he has a new ring gear, new music, something new.
Yeah.
To reflect his new heel persona.
I feel like I'm kind of on board with what you're talking about in terms of I hope he dabs, but I think that it would be more effective. I have a feeling that they're not going to go with flamboyant heel. They're going to go with like just sort of sullen asshole heel.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like they're doing with Neville, but Neville does it with such flourish.
Well, yeah, and also Neville's got a serious mean streak.
And he has personality.
Yes.
I think it'd work best for TJ Perkins if he just doesn't talk and he just
acts like a detached, arrogant heel.
Sonata 2.0.
Yeah, I think that'd work best for
him. He has the hair for it.
I think that'd work best for TJP, too.
Gets a cold skull shirt. Literally.
Yeah, that's too literal.
TJ Sonata.
Too literal.
TJ Perkins.
Far too literal.
Absolute Sonata Perkins. Yeah, that'd be good. Then he joins
LIJ.
Well,
yeah, we'll see. He joins what?
LIJ.
Okay.
Did they point when they go up?
Nope.
They don't? Is this a
nope,
fist?
Just a fist. So after that, we had Seth Rollins come out talking about his fate, whether he's going to stay on Raw or go to SmackDown. So he talks about his WrestleMania match.
Why does he get to come out and start talking about his status?
Because he's a top star.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he
Why didn't, I mean, I guess Chad Hawkins kind of did. Will he, won't he? You just show up, Seth.
So he talks about WrestleMania. Yeah. How he put it all on the line out there.
Yeah.
Won the match, but in winning, put Steph through a table, and that jeopardized his spot on Raw.
They love showing that footage, man. Yeah, they're getting all they can out of it.
I know. So, you know, there was genuine concern on Seth's part about being shipped to SmackDown.
Well,
he said he wanted to stay on Raw because he had unfinished business.
He said it would be the easy way out.
Yes.
To just leave, go to SmackDown, so I don't have to deal with Stephanie when she inevitably comes back. I won't have to deal with the garbage, or with the baggage, rather.
Yeah.
It'd be the easy way out, he said. But I've taken the easy way out before.
Yeah.
I don't want to take it out anymore.
Yeah. He thanked the fans, too.
Yeah.
Full face Rollins.
But, man, if he's... So Kurt Angle then comes out.
Yes.
And he says, I like you. You're here on
he
my
He says,
network.
As long as I'm the general manager of Raw, there's a place for Seth Rollins here.
Absolutely. That's great.
They shake hands. Samoa Joe comes in.
Well, Kurt Angle leaves. Samoa Joe attacks Seth Rollins. Angle comes back in.
Tries to break it up.
Break it up, yeah.
Seth attacks Joe. They fight. Kurt keeps trying to break it up.
Yeah.
Until Seth super kicks Samoa Joe out of the ring.
Yeah. Was that the last we saw of them?
Yeah.
For the show?
Yeah.
Did you see the dark match footage?
No.
Seth has a new finish.
Oh, it's a knee thing. I read about it.
It's a rainmaker, but it's a what do you call it? The high knee thing. So he wraps him up rainmaker style, gets that wrist lock.
Yeah.
Rolls him out, brings it back in, and he comes up with a knee and comes down with his,
oh, that's cool.
To the head.
Cool.
It's cool. I want to see him practice it some more so that he can really get it, so he can sort of, I don't want to say out of nowhere. You can't really wrap somebody up out of nowhere.
Well, you can. I mean, you could do a sequence of reversals and stuff that leads to that. Yeah,
totally. Yeah, and I think if anybody can pull that off, like, and make it look really good, it's going to be him. So
that's promising.
I'm looking for it. I wonder if I wonder if he's sort of.
He seems like he's closing the book on the Triple H chapter. Of his career.
Totally, absolutely, and I like that. But it seems like he might. I wonder if he's going to be focus grouping some new finishers.
Could be.
So we got to keep an eye out next time he fights. Be it a dark match, house show, or if it's going to be on Raw, what he uses.
Yes.
Let's see here. Then we had a Kevin Owens interview where he's asked by Charlie what he thinks about. Number one, she talks about Chris Jericho a little bit, but she asks him what he thinks about Dean Ambrose, the Intercontinental Champion, coming over.
Yeah, and Owens says, "I'm still top champion. I'm the U.S. champion, the face of America.
The face of America.
And it's still the Kevin Owens show.
Yeah.
So he seems defiant.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good. But he's going to be on.
He's totally going to be on SmackDown tonight.
Yeah, totally.
100%.
Yeah.
After that, we had. Did they announce the Owens Ambrose main event earlier than this, right? They did, I think. A champion versus champion match. Who was top champion on Raw?
It was right after that.
Okay.
All right. So after that, we had Charlotte versus Nia Jax. Nia Jax almost killed Charlotte like twice here. There was once when she picked up Charlotte to do like a shoulder breaker thing over her knee, and she kind of missed that, and then just dumped Charlotte on her head.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah, it was bad. I think Matthew from Botchamania had it on his Twitter. And then there was the moonsault.
Yeah,
where Charlotte usually you're supposed to take on your shoulder. You're supposed to take the brunt of the body.
Yeah,
and then they go down. Like you go down as they go down.
Yeah, yeah.
And basically just one leg. Like she got under one leg.
Yeah,
and then Charlotte hit the ground.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was.
It looked like the one leg pretty much kicked Nia in the face too.
Oh, here we go.
But it was. I mean, apart from I guess those two kind of botches.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah,
can't be doing that.
It was a good match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no,
a lot of really good back and forth. It was probably the best match Nia's had, for sure on the main roster.
Well, minus almost killing.
Yeah,
Charlotte.
Minus the couple of issues. I mean, the booking of the match was really good.
Yeah, it was fine. I mean,
a lot of good back and forth.
They gave her a strong win.
Yeah.
I don't know. Those kind of sully the match.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't notice that. I was trying to put together the New Japan video when I was watching Raw, so I didn't notice that botch.
So, okay, let's talk about Charlotte, though.
Yeah, she's going to SmackDown.
Yeah, pretty 100%. Obvious. Have we talked? Wait, did we? Okay, that was later on. Okay. So, let's just do this. Let's just talk about the women's division right now.
Okay.
Because later on, after this, segments later, Sasha Banks comes out. It was supposed to be Bayley. Sasha Banks comes out and to introduce Bayley.
Yes.
And she calls her just Bayley. Now, were you on the same page as I? Like, I thought, I was like, okay, well, this is going to be a heel turn right here.
Yes.
Because it felt so. And yeah, I think well,
then,
that was them.
And then also she said, you know, Sasha said after Bayley spoke for a bit, said, you had your WrestleMania moment, but that moment's over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Sasha said she wants a shot at that belt now.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And that's when Alexa Bliss comes out.
Right, yeah. So instead of a heel turn, we got a heel.
Yeah.
Alexa Bliss comes down. I marked out. I thought this was great.
Yeah, the crowd was super into it, too.
Oh, big into it. She had to bring him down.
Yeah, she had to bring him down.
Yeah, it was great.
And Alexa said, I'm so happy to be gone from all the drama on SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
Cue Mickie James.
Yeah.
She comes down.
Yeah.
So Alexa Bliss, Mickie James, now on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
And then after Mickie James says something to Alexa, more or less saying, nope, you're not gone from all the drama yet, Nia Jax comes out and attacks everybody.
How do you feel about Mickie James being there along with Alexa Bliss? Kind of feel like it mitigates. Like I'm kind of not into that. I kind of like Mickie James still on SmackDown.
Yeah, it's sort of to a lesser degree how I feel about both Charlotte and Sasha going to SmackDown. I feel like it's a feud we've already seen.
Mm-hmm, yeah,
and it's kind of run its course. I want to see both of them take on new opponents.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
That's why I thought if you're going to bring over Alexa, seemed like a sure thing to be brought over, but then bring over Carmella,
right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or Natalia.
Well, I was gonna say, like, God, who's another? Is Becky the only other besides Naomi who's a champion? She's not gonna come over.
No. Oh, face? You mean?
Yeah, another face.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Wait, really? Becky? Becky and Naomi are the only faces?
Who else? Who there's Carmella.
Heel. There's Alexa heel. Mickey heel.
Well, Mickey's kind of a face.
She kind of turned on Alexa, so I guess so, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
And then Natalia, who's a heel.
Yeah. You know what it was? You know what I think it was? I think it was the fact that they just put them all out there together. I think it would have just been much more of an impact had Alexa come out, did her thing. Maybe Mickey James comes out earlier during the Nia Jax Charlotte match, because then you have, I mean, I know Nia Jax sort of railroaded everybody, but like she especially railroaded Mickey James.
Yeah.
And if she had sort of maybe beat Charlotte while Mickey James was maybe milling about or something.
Or maybe Mickey can come out and say, okay, you beat Charlotte, but I'm the only six-time
champion. There you go. Yeah, exactly.
Try to do that to me, essentially.
That would have been good. I think
but I agree,
keeping
yeah.
them separate, then you have the separation there,
yeah.
you know, as opposed to just, oh, you're bringing over a bunch of SmackDown people all in one group.
Yeah.
Now you've done that.
Yeah.
So then we have...
I really, you know, botches aside, I really like how they're booking Nia.
Oh, me too, yeah.
It's really good.
No,
really effective way to build her up as a heel.
Yeah.
A dominant heel.
Did she talk? I don't think she talked
nope.
at all. Sounds good. That's what we like. Let's see here.
Then
we had
Jinder Mahal take on Finn Balor.
This
is a surprisingly stiff match.
Was Jinder, was he inspired by the Shibata match or
maybe,
what? Did you see Finn Balor afterwards?
Yeah, he looked like he was all scratched up.
He looked like he was all fucked up.
Well, I mean, his face looked like it was scratched up. I didn't know.
He had three. And look, it might have been one spot that just did it, and it was superficial. But he had a red mark and red marks. Or
yeah.
maybe it was like red marks.
It was like one. Yeah, it looked like one on his forehead and two on his cheeks. I wonder, it's at one point he hits, when he takes the forearm, that really stiff forearm to the collarbone, it looks like he lands face first on the mat.
Oh,
I wonder
that
if
could
he kind of got like rug burn.
That could be. I thought I saw another segment, another spot where his face hit Jinder's boot.
Oh,
that
could do it.
Maybe it was something like that, but it might be what you're talking about. But yeah, then the slow-mo replay of the...
I know.
That was stiff.
I know.
Jinder needs to be careful. Or Finn, or whoever is like in charge of making sure that he doesn't get concussed off of that.
I know.
Because his when they show that in slow motion, you see his head jiggle.
Yeah. Like, oh, no, it jars pretty hard. Yeah.
Yeah, and then like his face is over here, but his head's over here. Yeah, dude, that was cartoonishly stiff.
I know. That was really stiff.
Yeah.
But it was the whole match was pretty stiff and it was fun.
No, it was a cool match and I really, dude, I hope that they're just not going to. I know it's Jinder Mahal and he sort of has to like he's in a pretty big hole. He's a pretty deep hole right now, but he needs to pick up. Maybe he's picking up some wins on main event. I don't know, but they need to book him some wins to keep him because I like him as like a tough opponent jobber guy.
Yeah.
You know, I like that.
But to be credible as a tough opponent. Jobber guy, he needs to win some matches.
And you know what I really like? I like that Corey Graves put over the fact that Jinder was responding to fans on Twitter about his body, about his physique, saying, I've been tested six times since I've been back.
Oh, wow.
I pass every single one. He said, the fact is nobody has a better diet than me and nobody works harder than me in the gym. And Corey Graves didn't mention the testing bit, but he said, you know, I like Jinder. He's, you know, he says he's been responding to people on Twitter, to some critics on Twitter, saying that he diets better and he's in the gym better than anybody else. So I like that. I thought that was a cool little
touch. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, because he does. He looks freakish.
Yeah. So anyways, Finn picks up the win with the coup de grace.
Yes.
And as he's kind of celebrating
or
recovering.
Yeah.
Bray Wyatt shows up. Yeah. On the TitanTron.
That's my sound effect for his quick edit.
Yeah, the jump cuts.
Finn. Look at you, Finn Balor, little baby man. I'm now here on Raw, man. I'm not on SmackDown. I'm still going to do that House of Horrors thing, though.
Yeah, he said, I'm
it's
coming
gonna
to Raw.
It's going to be cheesy as hell,
I'm
man.
I'm coming to Raw, but I'm bringing something with me, WWE title. Because he's still doing the House of Horrors match against Randy Orton.
Oh, man, it's crazy. We're going to go to TNA for that one, man. Because it's going to be cheesy as hell,
probably.
Man.
Probably. And
did
he
you
said,
know? Did I tell you about this?
What?
On the there's this great look. This is not an ad. This is just my own personal experience. There is an app that you can get on Roku and the latest generation Apple TV, maybe other places, called Pluto TV.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that.
Yeah. And what they're trying to do is emulate like a cable service.
Yes.
But they have like all sorts of great channels, including one simply called Pro Wrestling.
Yeah. You've told me about all this.
And the entirety of it is TNA. So like they air TNA like new episodes. I watched it on Saturday and I think I talked to you about it. Or I know I tweeted out about it.
Yeah, he just tweeted about it.
It's just a bunch of announcers bickering. It's sad. They have a lot of good talent over there.
I know.
But their A story is Josh Matthews and Jeremy Borash bickering. And it's like, hey, let's take literally one of the worst WrestleMania buildups ever, Michael Cole, Jerry Lawler. We're relaunching. Let's use that. It's so bad. But they have some really good talent over there. The X Division champion is Trevor Lee.
Oh, yeah.
We saw him at PWG against
Cody.
Yeah,
he's good.
Yeah, he's good.
Anyways, Bray says to Finn, I'm keeping my eye on you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I assume once Randy beats Bray at this House of Horrors
match. Oh, I'm hyped. I'm happy about this.
We'll get Finn versus Bray down the line. I'm hyped about it because I think it could be a good story.
Yes.
I just know that it's another case where they're going to build Bray up only to job him out again.
Yeah, I know. It sucks. But maybe he'll look good in the process.
Hopefully.
Finn, man. I'm going to lose to you, man.
All the ingredients are there for a great story.
Oh, you're going to pin me. 1, 2, 3, Finn.
Yeah.
Yeah, little Prince David.
Oh. After that, we had The Miz take on Sami Zayn. Another really fun match.
I came to play. Yeah, this was a fun match. This is a good match.
Really fun match.
Sami Zayn won with the roll-up.
Yeah. After Maryse tried to get involved.
Ah, Sami Zayn. You'll roll up my hands, man.
All right, next. I'm going to talk about the best part
Goodbye,
of the whole show.
Goodbye, Sami Zayn. You're going to SmackDown.
Next. Yeah, I know. Next, the best part of the whole show.
Far and away. Oh, my God. This was the fucking... This was match of the year.
Yeah.
Fuck Okada Omega. This was match of the year right here. Backstage brawl. Roman Reigns giving an interview. Braun attacks him out of nowhere and puts on the most cartoonish destruction of Roman Reigns. This is just
including fodder. Including a dummy on a gurney.
No, that's not even the best part. He tipped over a fucking ambulance.
I know.
That was amazing.
And if you pay attention, you can see Roman exiting the ambulance before it happens. You can see his shadow on the ground.
Oh, it's great.
It was so awesome.
It went on forever.
It was great. Okay, this is what happens. So Roman's sitting down with the interview with Michael Cole. He answers maybe two questions before he sees something, starts to hurriedly take off his mic.
Yeah.
Braun comes in, attacks him. Beats the hell out of him.
Yeah.
Puts him through a craft service table.
Yeah.
Throws him around. Shoves a container into him. And then they start showing replays. And no one's talking. Nobody's talking.
Yeah.
The commentators aren't commentating on anything.
Right.
You're just seeing the action play out again. They show the same things happen a couple times because they're switching setups or something.
Yeah.
Go back to live action. Medical staff is attending the room and putting him on a gurney.
Yeah.
I believe... As they do that, they cut back to more replays.
Yeah.
Cut back to them kind of pushing Roman towards the ambulance. Hard cut.
Mm-hmm.
Strowman comes in, grabs that gurney, and then pushes it off a parking platform.
Camera's behind Braun, so
you can't see
tell
the dummy,
a dummy
on the gurney.
Yeah.
Pushes it off the parking platform. People freak out. Cut again, more replays.
Yeah.
And then they cut back. The medics are putting Roman in an ambulance. Braun comes in. I'm not done with you yet. Pushes over the ambulance.
Oh, my God. It was so
great. Some of the
best
10 minutes of television WWE's ever put on.
It was
fantastic.
So good.
So good.
Just, it was so amazing.
And then they cut to commercial, cut back, and then the medics are putting Roman Reigns in a new ambulance.
Yeah.
And they say he had like cracked ribs and a separated shoulder and all sorts of stuff.
It was so fantastic.
It was fantastic. In the crowd, every time Braun would come back to attack, you'd hear the pop from the crowd.
Oh, my God.
In the arena.
Biggest face
it was
on
awesome.
Raw right now is Braun Strowman, thanks to that.
It was so good.
It was fantastic.
I want to watch it again.
Yeah. It was great. This begs the question. Is Roman Reigns being shipped off to SmackDown? Because, I don't know, a case could be made.
Or Braun,
maybe. Yeah, I guess so. But then Braun has that thing with Lesnar, but then Roman has that thing with Lesnar. So
I think Roman's thing with Lesnar takes precedent.
No, I know, but that's a long game.
I understand, but then they have to... I know there's always
Are they
going to
be
do
doing a year-long thing with him and Lesnar?
Yeah.
Really? You think so?
If the plan is for them to have the title match at WrestleMania 34, then yeah, they have to.
No, so like a consistent, like they're going to be feuding for a year.
No, not directly.
Right. Do one of those guys go to SmackDown?
You mean Lesnar or Reigns?
Yeah. Well, here's my thing. It can't just be Kevin Owens.
Oh, it won't just be Kevin Owens.
And it's not Seth, and AJ's not going to Raw.
Which is good.
No, which is awesome.
It'll be Kevin, it'll be Sammy. New Day.
I feel like Braun or Roman was written to go to SmackDown last night.
My gut tells me Braun.
But Braun has a thing with Lesnar right now.
But so does Reigns.
Braun's is more immediate is my point. Mm. Here's my point. We know Lesnar and Reigns are going to be fighting at WrestleMania.
And that's the more important build of the two.
But Braun is going to be probably fighting Lesnar on a pay-per-view coming up.
Not if he's on SmackDown.
Okay. Well, I don't know. We'll see. I think somebody who's written to go to SmackDown, I could be completely wrong.
No, but, I agree. I just think it's probably Braun because they can play up the thing where Angle's so mad at Braun for destroying Roman Reigns. He's like, you're out of here.
Yeah, that could be.
I don't want you on my show anymore.
That could be.
That makes the most sense.
Lesnar to SmackDown confirmed.
I don't see, like, what are they going to do? They're going to discharge Roman from the hospital just so he can show up on SmackDown?
Well, see, and I know that's the problem, is that he comes in, like, limping.
That's not going
to
happen.
That would be the greatest thing, though, is if he comes to SmackDown limping and then Braun attacks him. I'm not done.
See, that would be cool.
That would be fantastic.
I don't expect it, but that would be cool.
Yeah.
Next, we had an 8-man tag match, Shining Stars, Gallows and Anderson.
Hold on, let's talk about this real quick.
What?
I mean, I guess we don't know. Well, we'll talk about it tomorrow. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Makes more sense. Okay.
The Shining Stars and Gallows and Anderson team up to take on Sheamus and Cesaro and the Hardys.
Yeah, but none of that fucking mattered. You know why?
The Drifter walked out on the ramp.
They're taking his gimmick literally, and it's beautiful.
I know. I hope he shows up on SmackDown tonight.
And I swear to God, he better show up on SmackDown tonight. That would be fantastic. Just drifting, milling about. It'll be fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it was great that he debuted on Raw, so Corey Graves could have a fit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was great. Hardys win the match with a twist of fate from Matt, Swanton from Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
I think I wouldn't be surprised if Gallows and Anderson end up on SmackDown tonight. They seem to have nothing for him on Raw anymore.
Did Enzo and Cass show up?
They did only in a backstage segment with Seth. So they could go to SmackDown.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah. Gallows and Anderson. Well, okay, and then we also got, is it on here? Heath Slater and Rhino are on Raw now.
Yes.
In that case, they didn't show up. We just got a graphic, kind of like the draft.
Yeah.
So we got like a lot of different variations on how this shakeup.
They announced Kalisto's arrival on Raw in the same way.
Yeah. And then this morning, or 12,
right after, late right, last right night. After the show, yeah, they announced that Otunga.
No, that's what I call him. It's great.
I know, and that's why it's in my head.
Yeah.
Otunga is going to Raw, and Byron Saxton is going to SmackDown.
Yeah. I'm not sure how I feel about that, because I like Byron, but I don't like Otunga. But here's also the thing. I asked you this kind of off camera. With the whole JBL thing, which is gaining traction in the mainstream media, I wonder if the dynamic between, if they just wanted to get rid of that dynamic between Corey and Byron. Because I don't think him and Otunga are going to have the same dynamic. They sort of treat Otunga different. He's not he's not like the rookie who can be kind of hazed a little bit.
Yeah.
Otunga, you know, he's number one Harvard lawyer guy. And they treat him, I don't know, like JBL doesn't bully him on SmackDown.
No. My worry, though, is how JBL is going to interact with Saxton on SmackDown.
Well, I know, and it makes me wonder if the fact that they've included announcers in the shakeup means that JBL is gone. I don't know. Wouldn't be surprised. Would not be surprised if tonight was the last time we saw JBL. Wouldn't surprise me if they signed him off tonight, you know? But I don't know. By the time a lot of you are watching or listening to this, we'll know that answer.
Yes.
So I don't know. But I know that story is gaining traction. So
yes, very much so.
Let's see here.
Next, we had
the Hardys won that match.
Yeah. Next, we had a segment backstage where Dana was reading How to Be Your Own Protege.
Oh, it was that I thought was a cute touch, but this segment was so cringy.
I know.
It was so bad.
Emma walks in, says, come on, Dana. It's time to go.
This shit always cracks me up when it's so overtly staged. Like, it's fine when, you know, that was the one thing that TNA kind of had going for it when they did those backstage.
Oh, I know. Things. The kind of found footage approach.
Yeah, I like that stuff.
I know, me too.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure I'd want it for the WWE because it'd be such a drastic, like, change. But at the same time, like, it always felt very natural.
Yes.
And you could tell those things weren't necessarily scripted. They let those guys just, like, there were so many times, like, you'd see, like, Kurt Angle interacting with, like, Bubba Ray, for example, stuff like that. And it all came off as very natural.
I know.
And if they adapted that form of sort of a backstage segment in terms of the performances and what was written or not written,
yeah.
If they did that with WWE but kept the traditional, just the cameras on them, I think that'd be effective, you know?
Yeah.
Because this was just obviously like a scene that if you try to think about what would happen prior to the cameras rolling and after, it just didn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Like, why would Emma come up to somebody and say, okay, let's go?
Well, they used to, because she said, you used to be my protege.
No, I know. She explained
it. They have backstory,
yeah. I know. She explained it, and I know they have backstory and everything. It's just, it was so awkwardly written.
Yeah, I mean, if they had had a match later, I would have, it would have made sense to, for her to say,
that would have made, I know, that would have made some more sense. But who just comes up to somebody after, like, however long they've been apart, who just comes up to somebody and says, hey, let's go? Like, what are you talking about? We haven't even been around each other for, like, a year. Like,
I know.
Doesn't make
any sense. I know. I understand.
So, I don't know. It's just, That to me is the problem with written scripts, as opposed to, or with scripts that are like provided, as opposed to like just letting them do what they want to do.
Yeah, like set the scenario for them and let them.
There are other times when
work it
out when scripts work. Mm-hmm. This was one of the examples where it just doesn't.
No.
It just felt so off.
No.
But anyways, yeah, Dana sort of said, "No, I'm my own person now."
Yes. We talked about the women's segment already. So, which took us to our main event, Ambrose versus Kevin Owens, determined the top champion on Raw for the time being.
Yeah. No, this was a fun match. It was a good match.
Yeah, it really was.
Ambrose, top champion. He won with the Dirty Deeds.
Yeah. So, yeah.
The most devastating finisher.
If it wasn't obvious before that Kevin Owens is going to SmackDown, it's pretty obvious now.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. Absolutely.
So, the Intercontinental title will be, week to week, the top belt on Raw going forward.
Yeah.
Interesting move.
That's good. I mean, I want to wait till we see what happens tonight to start fantasy booking, like what scenarios we want to see played out.
Yes.
Because, you know, a lot to be determined. But, okay, we can say, oh, here we go. You have the
entire
thing.
Yeah, the full list of everybody that was brought over to Raw. We have the Miz and Maurice.
Yeah.
Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
Kurt Hawkins.
Mm-hmm.
Bray Wyatt.
Mm-hmm.
Apollo Crews.
Mm-hmm.
Kalisto. Slater and Rhino. Alexa Bliss. And Mickie James.
Yeah.
How many names is that? 10.
Yeah.
So I would expect roughly 10 people to move, between 8 to 10 people to move from Raw to SmackDown tonight.
We can say for certainty we're getting Kevin Owens. I would say with near certainty
Charlotte.
We're getting Charlotte.
Yes.
I would think either Braun or Roman. I'm
yes.
starting to think you're right about Braun, but I really think that Roman would probably be better. So we can say Braun or Roman are going to
yes.
go. One of those guys.
The
Club.
The Club. Maybe the New Day.
Yeah.
What was that? Five? Axe?
Did I have my thumb up before him?
I think so.
Okay.
Probably one more member of the women's division, I would think.
Yeah, you would think, yeah.
Sammy.
Oh, yeah, Sammy.
Sammy's a certainty. And then at least one more mid-card wrestler. If not two.
Yeah, because they're mid. Yeah, I would think two.
SmackDown's mid-card really needs help.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, because assuming Randy retains.
That's a really good assumption.
This House of Horrors match. Here's what I'm. You know, I know you said don't fantasy book, but I'm just going to lay the scenario out to you. So Orton moves on, maybe gets in the program with AJ. Kevin Owens gets brought over, gets in the program with Shinsuke. Those are two pretty good programs for your top two belts.
Those are great programs to have.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic.
New Day will probably get in a feud with the Usos.
Mm-hmm, I could see that.
And then Charlotte, Naomi. Those would be your feuds throughout the summer. That's good stuff, potentially.
Yeah, that's good stuff. I'm looking forward to SmackDown. I like this shakeup thing.
But the thing is, like, okay, Dean's your Intercontinental Champion now on Raw. Who's a heel he could take on? Top-level heel. The Miz again? We just saw that.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to continue.
Seth is obviously in a program with Samoa Joe going forward, so it takes Samoa Joe out of the equation. I mean, if there's an argument for Braun to stay on Raw, it's maybe to have a feud with Dean or the Intercontinental title.
Could be.
But I don't really... I'm drawing a blank on who else, though. Unless they're going to... But yeah, I assume they're not bringing anybody else over from
SmackDown.
We're
considering Wyatt a heel. That's,
well, okay, he's... So yeah, there's a program with Finn moving forward.
Yeah, I feel like we're not thinking about somebody pretty obvious. I mean, Braun makes sense with Dean. And hey, in that case, we might get the thing that that Dean wanted with Lesnar.
Because
they're both monsters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
We'll see how it plays out. Exactly. Yeah. Would you like to answer some questions?
Yeah, of course I do.
Okay. El Ingobernable de Puerto Rico, Ricardo Rivera.
Mm-hmm.
What are the chances Roman completely no-sells the beating from Braun, shows up next week like nothing happened? Also, Braun flipped an ambulance, so let us just acknowledge that again. It was great. Fantastic.
It was really good. Okay, so the next time we see Roman Reigns, if he doesn't show up at SmackDown tonight, which I'm,
It's kind of...
Do you think he's been written off for like more than a week?
No, he's not written off at all. He'll show up on Raw next week.
It was a cartoonishly long beatdown.
I know. But do you think they're going to write him off?
Let me ask you this then. What's the purpose of it?
Well, I mean, there could be two purposes. If they're going to write him off in hopes that the fan reaction will simmer down a bit, first, they're wrong. Second, I guess that kind of makes sense. Take him off TV for 2 or 3 weeks. Let people forget about, you know, the Raw after Mania where everybody just crapped on Roman Reigns, and then come back and maybe he'll have a chance to kind of start anew. I don't think that's the case.
I don't think that's the case either.
I'm
legitimately asking you because I don't know.
The other idea, we've been saying for a long time that Roman needs to struggle to help build up his character. Maybe that's the point of this.
This is not, okay, here's the thing. I loved it. I thought it was great.
It was fantastic.
This isn't really the struggle I'm talking about, though.
Well, I understand that, but this is maybe the struggle they came up with.
Yeah, I know.
And it made Braun look great.
Oh, look, it made Braun look amazing.
Yeah.
Man, I just don't know what the point of it was. It was so funny, though. So weird.
I'm assuming that if they have a match at Payback, because I read somewhere, I think it was on WrestleZone, they had the card for Payback, and they had Orton Bray listed on there. Their House of Horrors match. So maybe they're kind of doing a cross promotional thing since the Superstar Shakeup happened. Just for, you know, like they did with.
Wait, did he say where's the House of Horror thing happening?
At Payback in
San
Jose.
That is at Payback, okay.
Yeah, the one we're going to.
Wow, goodness.
But that was just on WrestleZone. I don't know if that's been confirmed by WWE or not.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they're kind of doing a cross promotional thing at Payback just to kind of finish up those feuds are kind of still going on and then having everybody go their separate ways after that.
Oh, I would think so, yeah.
Which would be neat.
Yeah.
So they can still have Roman Braun then, regardless if one, both, or neither are sent over to SmackDown.
That's true. That is true.
And maybe they can make that some sort of last man standing match, and this is kind of a setup for that.
Yeah.
Or he could just show up on Raw next week, act like nothing happened.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No, that... They won't be able to get away with that.
Braun destroys Roman. Roman's already beat Braun again. He's already beat Braun cleanly.
Yeah.
He just beat The Undertaker. Shit, I don't know, man.
See, I interpreted...
I'd love to think there's a plan. I just don't know there is one.
I interpreted Reigns' victory over Braun as, okay, Reigns can take out these large wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
Saying he can beat Braun. So, in your mind, even though I don't know if they said it explicitly, he can beat Braun. So it's conceivable he can beat The Undertaker.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I got that. And I thought it'd be more interesting if he didn't beat Braun and had to use his match with The Undertaker to reestablish, as he said, that this is his yard, rather than just kind of like going through everybody.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's hard to tell unless, as you said, there's a plan, and we have no hint of what this plan may be. And that's
we
hard.
Have no hint that there's a
it's
plan.
It's hard to speculate when there's no plan.
I know, exactly. It's hard to speculate on whims.
Yeah, pretty much.
The Empire of Filth Ambassador Jason the Cabby, how closely do you guys think the WWE's talent scouting departments, a.k.a. William Regal, are following the WCPW World Cup for potential future stars? And what is the likelihood that they'll... let Drew McIntyre / Galloway finish his run in it? No, that's not happening.
Probably not. Although they're letting the Hardys finish up their booked indie dates through April.
But they pulled McIntyre from the WWN show he had.
Oh.
In Orlando. Like, he had to get, like, injured out of that.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
And on top of that, like, given how they've sort of treated and... it'd probably be fascinating to talk to those guys about it, but I don't think they would. How they've treated WCPW, pulling British Strong Style from there. Mm-hmm. I know there's four competitors they pulled. And I think
was it Joseph Connors one of them too?
Maybe Joseph Connors one. How they've treated WCPW as opposed to the guys that we kind of know they have, you know, like Progress. Like, obviously, they're letting Tyler Bate defend the title.
Well, the
Progress.
WWN group, Evolve and stuff, they have.
Right.
Seemed like a decent
and if they pulled him from the WWN, which they have a good relationship with, I don't think they're going to. I don't know. Did he ever drop? Did he ever drop or vacate the WCPW
Not that I'm
world
aware
title?
Of. He wrestled at the show that we had to that we went to and had to leave early. That was the main event.
That's interesting.
Was Galloway versus Rampage, I believe, and I don't think that show State of Emergency is on their YouTube channel yet.
Okay,
I'll double check though.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that the thing is if I'm sure I'm sure that they have sort of an eye over there to see who they're developing.
And I'm sure they have an eye kind of worldwide, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, absolutely. Let's see here. Justin England says he has a two-part question. Do you think Owens and the U.S. title will move to SmackDown Live? Yes.
Yes.
Should the U.S. title move happen, what stars from Raw should also move? And what SmackDown superstar should stay where they are to be a part of that title scene? Okay, well, we sort of kind of speculated as to who's going to move over, but let's just ask this question.
Okay.
I mean, here's one thing. If Sammy does go, then we're going to have Kevin Owens and Sammy on the same show again.
I know, and that's great.
No, it is great. Who do you see on SmackDown who's currently there, who we don't think is going to move, that can be involved in the U.S. title?
Shinsuke.
Yeah. Boy, that'd be good.
AJ, too, maybe. If Randy's involved with somebody else for the world title.
I would think... you know what I would love to see? I don't know if they do it or not. I would love to see Baron Corbin versus Kevin Owens.
Yeah. Oh, Ty.
Oh, yeah, Ty. That's right. Yeah.
He needs more of a build, but I give him 3 to 6 months, and I think that could be completely believable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shinsuke is believable right now.
Yeah.
And no, I would suspect that's the first, if not the first, one of the first programs Shinsuke will get into.
I really am anxious to talk about the world title scene on SmackDown, but obviously we have to wait until we watch it tonight to see how that's going to shake out. Because, there's no chance Bray's bringing that title, though.
No.
That's not happening.
No. Retired Dwayne Nix. I know I'm not the only one happy AJ stayed on SmackDown Live. We are too.
Yes.
With that being said, with the club most likely regrouping on SmackDown by the end of SummerSlam, what are the chances that all three members will be wearing SmackDown gold around their waist?
I would hesitate to say they're going to give AJ another title run because there's just because there's so many other people who they're going to feel sort of needs, to be part of that scene.
Yeah. It depends. A lot of it depends on who gets brought over too.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we both think Owens and Sami Zayn, in terms of singles competitors, are pretty much shoo-ins or near shoo-ins. And both of them could be inserted directly into the upper mid-card. Sorry, main event scene.
Is there any chance? Let me ask you this.
What?
Because I know the answer. Is there any chance we're going to see WrestleMania 34 Universal versus WWE title?
They're going to unify the belts?
Roman Reigns
versus
as
Brock
the WWE
Lesnar.
Title versus Brock Lesnar Universal title.
Could be.
And I wouldn't even necessarily go, maybe a unification match. I doubt that because they're still so into the brand split thing.
They would have to. The belts
would have to be
on
the
line.
Yeah.
They would have to be. So in a sense, it would be...
Totally.
I guess if you really want to get Reigns over to every belt.
This is the thing. I'm like, okay, there's no way they'd put all their chips into that one match, but it's Roman Reigns.
So it's entirely possible.
So it's, I mean, that sort of meme that I've seen of him having literally all the titles on him is kind of, might be apropos.
I know. That could be the future.
Yeah.
Have him go in the Hall of Fame, too, while you're at it.
Yeah. I mean, look, they saw what kind of rub the Goldberg-Lesnar thing had with just having the Universal title in it. Wouldn't surprise me to say, hey, toss the other world title
it's
in there.
Entirely possible.
Yeah. Let's see here. James Rodriguez, I like this question.
Yes.
Which move to Raw are you most disappointed by? What am I most disappointed by? I'm going to say this, and I mentioned this earlier in the way it was handled, Mickie James. But only in the way it was handled.
I'm going to say The Miz and Maryse. I felt like they were such a huge part of what made SmackDown
the
work.
The identity of SmackDown, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I'm kind of bummed to see him go.
Yeah. But I also, there's a part of me that kind of feels like moving to Raw is like maybe reward for doing such a good job on SmackDown.
It could be. But this feels like, you look at The Miz's kind of ongoing feud with Daniel Bryan, and he mentioned it last night, but it still felt like there was avenues there to explore.
Plus the potential of Shinsuke.
Yeah. Which they teased last week. Obviously, it's not going to come to anything.
Yeah.
So I think that's the one that kind of bummed me out.
Right.
Because, yeah, imagine if Kevin Owens comes over and Sami Zayn comes over, as we saw from the Miz and Sami Zayn's match last night. They put on a good match.
Oh, yeah,
Miz
sure.
versus Kevin Owens could be good.
Yeah.
Miz, Shinsuke. There's a lot of stuff. We didn't really see, you know, an AJ Miz program that could have been good.
Right.
So it's kind of a bummer to know that we won't see that, at least for the foreseeable future. Number one jobber, Alex Ponce. With the Drifter milling about the crowd tonight, do you see him continuing this on both Raw and SmackDown Live for a couple of weeks? Or will he formally debut on SmackDown Live or Raw next week?
Given their predilection for drawing things out, drawing silly things out for an extended period of time.
Let him drift for a couple months.
Hey, and how great. I'm so sorry we didn't mention this during the actual recap section. Corey Graves' reaction to the Drifter was pitch perfect. Was absolutely perfect. The continuity between his time in NXT was so well done. I'm glad if the Drifter ends up drifting to SmackDown and staying there, totally fine, because we got Graves' reaction to his main roster debut.
Did you notice they only referred to him as the Drifter? They didn't call him Elias Samson. So I wonder if he's just going to be the Drifter.
And there's such a surreal quality to that. It's like a specter just sort of hanging over the show.
There is, but in a sense, I'm worried if that's the route they take, because it just makes me think of the early 90s when everybody was just defined by their gimmick.
Yeah, but it's okay if it's an exception. It's okay if it's a well-executed exception.
That's the thing. If it's Vince thinking, oh, this guy's like the Repo Man.
Yeah.
I'm going to define him strictly by his gimmick.
Yeah.
Then could be kind of lame.
I mean, the thing is, dude, really, what's Elias Samson's ceiling? I think we're seeing it right now.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, man. Here we go. Anthony Graham's first-time question asker. Thank you for your support, Anthony. He says, the Superstar Shakeup will do some very cool stuff for interesting story ideas, but I'm curious as about what you guys would want as a real Superstar Shakeup, meaning you can build any character with three different attributes from real wrestlers already. Someone's look, someone's mic skills, and someone's ring acumen. What would you do? I would do this. I would take... I would take the look of the Ticking Time Bomb. What was his name? Takahashi?
Mm-hmm.
I would take...
Are we restricted to WWE competitors or no?
Obviously not. Okay. Because I'm going with the Ticking Time Bomb.
Okay.
I want Ricochet's moves. I'm really excited about that match.
It's going to be phenomenal. I can't wait.
Fucking great, dude. And I want the mic skills of CM Punk.
I want Okada's look.
Okay.
I want AJ Styles' moves.
Ooh.
And I want Xavier Woods' mic
very
skills.
Nice. All right. I like it. I think there's a couple of really good competitors right there.
Yep.
That's good. Let's see here.
Empire of Cleanliness, Andrew Mullen. Since the Intercontinental title is on Raw, it's clear that KO is going to SmackDown. My question is, why do you think they gave up on the new Evolution faction? Great question. I thought about that this morning.
Well, let's hear what you heard. When you were thinking about it, what were you doing?
I think grabbing my phone.
Okay.
All right. I had just gotten up. Right. Very good. So here's what I thought.
Okay.
That this is something that was proposed in the midst of them kind of working out who was going where for which show.
Okay.
In the meantime, Triple H says, hey, let's do this. It can add some interesting elements to Owens, Jericho, Rollins, me, add Samoa Joe in the mix. It can make it interesting. And then, you know, if things work out, then we can build it into something larger and more impactful. Turned out the shakeup kind of, you know, meant that wasn't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, leading up to WrestleMania, like the week or two before, especially, there really was no mention of it. Explains why Samoa Joe mm-hmm. didn't interfere in the Triple H Rollins match at Mania, nor the Jericho Owens match. So it just seems like, okay, we're going to get this going in the event that everything falls into place.
We're never going to call it anything. We're going to see how it
unfolds. Until after the shakeup. If things work out how, you know, we kind of want them to in one respect, then we'll go with it. If not, then it's just something that happened and we'll drop the storyline.
I think you're right about that. I'm glad you woke up this morning and reached for your phone.
Oh, I do that every morning.
It's good. Jake Weinrib, first time patron here. Thank you, Jake. With Bray moving to Raw, I think it's safe to assume that the House of Horrors match at Payback will be the last we see of this feud. With that in mind, how would you rate the Wyatt-Orton feud in its entirety?
What scale are we using?
1 to 10. 10 best, 1 worst.
5. The first half was pretty good. First half was interesting, even though we knew exactly where it was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
But just the execution of Randy's plan to kind of divide and conquer
mm-hmm.
was done so poorly
mm-hmm.
that what could have been a solid 7 or 8
mm-hmm.
gets knocked down to maybe a 5. I'll be fair and say 5.
I would go as far as to say a 6.
Okay.
Just because I think it was better. I think it was better than it wasn't, if that makes sense. I think that it was a quality feud.
Up until like the last month.
That dropped the ball. And had a bad, really bad finish. But I thought, in terms of them trying some things, the only problem is that they didn't follow through with a lot of what they set up. But I thought a lot of what they set up was really, really quality stuff.
Yeah, I dock additional point or two for the sheer disappointment I felt.
Yeah,
when
no,
they
I feel
didn't
you on
follow
that one.
Through
yeah.
on anything really interesting.
And we're splitting hairs. I'm just saying, like, a 5 to me says it was equal parts bad and good. I think this was a little bit more good than bad. Because we got even the WrestleMania match, we can agree, was terrible.
It was awful.
But they tried something different, and you have to give them some credit for that.
Well, I can give them credit for trying something different if what they did differently was garbage.
Oh, I'm come on. The projection shit wasn't garbage.
It was
something different than what we thought it was going to be, which was simply Randy Orton going in there and getting off an RKO and then winning and Bray looking completely. But they gave Bray something, and I know it was cheesy. It was the projection bullshit. I totally get that. I know it was bad, but it was different. It was something different.
Different doesn't always mean good. Reigning and defending Terror Universal Champion Kobe Felt. Do you think SmackDown is going to get more people from NXT?
What would you rather have, boring or bad?
Oh, bad. But match was also boring.
Ah,
it was a boring match.
You can't say that.
Yeah, I can, because it was boring.
It's boring when you have a projection of maggots on the mat?
See, the first time they did it, it was interesting. Have you watched it back, the televised version?
Did I? I think I did.
See, the first time they did the projection, was like, oh, okay, this could go somewhere. And they just did the same thing twice again.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Not that interesting. Especially when you realize that's all that's going to happen.
Not just a standard match, though.
Yeah, just because it's not standard doesn't mean it's good or passable. Mm. It was crap.
I know it's a crap match. I'm just giving them points for doing
crap.
Something other than absolutely
the
nothing.
The story told the match was crap. The performances weren't great.
No, I know.
It was a crap match.
I totally get that. I agree.
From a wrestling standpoint,
let me ask this. What would you have rather had? What would you have rather had? A match that we thought was going to happen or what we got? Because what we thought was going to happen was a standard match that we could have seen on like a sub-SmackDown match where Randy Orton simply is Randy Orton and Bray Wyatt is simply Bray Wyatt.
See, but I feel like we got that dressed up with a couple projections.
Yeah, I know, but there was some dressing to it.
Yeah.
All right.
I just see right through that. It's superficial. It didn't affect the outcome of the match whatsoever. It was completely superficial.
Okay. I disagree. Continue.
Kobe Felt, do you think SmackDown is going to get more people from NXT and treat SmackDown as a feeder program to Raw? Because surely SmackDown must be getting something in return for Dean Ambrose, The Miz, and Alexa Bliss. Interested to know your thoughts. Thanks, friend. No, Owens is coming over. Sami Zayn's coming over. Either Braun or Roman are coming
Everybody
over.
Just relax.
Yeah.
Everybody just relax. There's still a second half to the shakeup
happening.
It's
interesting they structured it this way. I understand it because you're watching Raw. You want to know who's going to be on Raw. You're watching mm-hmm. SmackDown. You want to know who's going to be on SmackDown. It'd be weird if they just announced half the trades on one show and half the trades on the other show.
Yeah.
Structurally, I can see why people will be anxious about it. Give it time.
Just relax.
Relax.
Man, the number of people who are on Twitter saying, oh my God, they hate SmackDown. They hate SmackDown.
Be patient.
Let's just bring 10 people over from SmackDown and fuck them.
Be patient.
When the time is right, screw them. Let's see here. Long time listener, first time patron, Rising Suns MC for Life, too sweet. Do you think moving Dean Ambrose to Raw is going to form the Shield reunion to go up against Evolution 2.0. Kind of another, like, very, very small reason why I think they're going to move Roman to SmackDown.
Yeah, I thought that too.
Otherwise, you have the entire Shield over there.
I know. Maybe they'll do something with him. I don't know. Gage, I don't have a nickname. Catawas.
Well, here's another thing. Oh, I'm sorry. Here's another thing.
Are you going back to the Bray match?
No, dude. No, okay. I'm done. We're not going to agree on that one. And it's funny because we're basically in agreement. I'm just saying, look, they did something. I'm not going back to that. They've been booking these shakeups. Charlotte, for example, mm-hmm. lost 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Okay. So what if Vince says, listen, for our big stars moving to SmackDown, we're going to job them on the way out. Find a creative way to job out Charlotte and Roman Reigns. All right, Vince, you want creative. How about this? Braun Strowman literally murders Roman Reigns. I love it.
Yeah.
That, I think right there is kind of like what we saw with Charlotte, just to the nth degree is what we saw with Roman Reigns.
You could interpret that segment several different ways in terms of who's going where.
By the time you guys are watching this, we'll probably know.
And it's entirely possible that neither of them will go to SmackDown.
It's very possible. Anything's possible, Larson. Let me ask you this.
Both of them could go to SmackDown.
Listen,
I don't know.
Listen, as we're filming this, it's 12:30.
Yeah, Pacific time.
Pacific time. There's still 4.5 hours
until the East Coast and us watch SmackDown.
Hasn't been decided who's moving over to...
Yeah.
It has.
Yes.
In stone?
Yes. Top names, yes.
Okay, you're probably right.
Top names, yes.
I think you're right.
Because I don't think they would have shipped over that many people from SmackDown with at least having in stone people going...
Has anything
SmackDown.
Changed since Vince woke up this morning? Has he made
nothing
a change?
Nothing major.
Really?
No. And maybe they decided going in tomorrow night, okay, we're not sure if it would be Roman or Braun, but it's going to be one of the two.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess in that sense, maybe.
Yeah.
But no, nothing major is going to be different.
If Roman shows up tonight, will he be selling the effects of yesterday? He has to,
he
right?
He would have to.
What if they just announce it with a graphic?
Maybe.
Live from the hospital, yeah, we're going to get his reaction.
That's what they should do.
And he's like,
Gage, Katowice. Hey, friendos, which unexpected superstar do you see thriving most for Raw and SmackDown after the first day of the Superstar Shakeup? He thinks Alexa Bliss and that Big E will be launched as a singles competitor while still part of the New Day over on SmackDown. We're going to do some countouts this weekend.
Interesting.
About winners,
yeah,
losers from the Superstar Shakeup, so we'll save our answer for that.
We'll save it for that. Let's see here. North Texas Panther, Patrick Beals. Hoping to have my first question read. Congratulations, Patrick. You're doing that now. All right. He says, how does SmackDown recover after losing so many top talents last night?
They're getting top talents in return.
They're getting top talents in return. Exactly.
Triple H. I find it funny that despite Braun literally killing Roman, Roman still managed to kick out at 2.
I find it funny.
Chiefy, well, he did get out of the ambulance before he turned it over.
That's true. Chiefy Jackson says, first time patron, long time listener. Thank you. Who are the best trades to Raw and who are the worst? Again, we're going to do a count out.
Correct.
Winners and losers.
Okay, Phil McCracken. Orton burned down Bray's house. AJ put Shane's head through a car window. Undertaker threatened to murder Reigns. And Braun attempted to murder Reigns. What other crimes would you like to see committed in 2017 and by who? Thanks, guys.
Arson's
well, also there. You have to add Brian Kendrick stole a passport.
Yeah. Thievery of federal That's property.
A federal offense.
Yeah, it's a federal offense. I would like to see a Ponzi scheme.
Okay.
That's what I want to see.
Who would lead this Ponzi scheme?
I'm glad you asked. I'm going to say it would be... That's how you write JBL off.
Oh.
Because he's a big financial guy.
See, okay, I was going to say tax evasion.
Who would be committing tax evasion?
JBL.
You write him off with white-collar crime.
Yep.
All right, one more question, and then we're going to do Kayfabe Corner. Oh, yeah.
You find it.
Okay, I'll find the question. Let's see here. This is a good one. I like this. First-time patron... Howdly doodly champion the diddly doodler. After Braun flipped the ambulance, is this the best test of strength you've seen, or does another one top it? This is, I'll put it this way, this is definitely up there. I know we've seen other fake tests of feats of strength.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember some of them. Like, I feel like Mark Henry did something ridiculous.
Yeah.
And maybe the Big Show did something ridiculous.
And I wouldn't be surprised if Lesnar did something ridiculous, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that.
But I just can't recall anything.
Didn't somebody, like, rip a... Oh. Easy. RoboCop ripping the cage
done.
From Sting, you know,
done.
From the start cage.
Ultimate feat of strength.
I still need to watch RoboCop 2.
Yeah, you do. It's a messed up movie. Are you ready?
Yeah, man. Let's do it.
What is it?
Kayfabe Corner, the ultimate wrestling trivia challenge.
12 names, some real, some fake. 2 trivia questions. 14 is a perfect score this week.
Imbued with the spirit of Flying Brian.
This week, up for a vote. 2 of New Japan Pro Wrestling's top stars.
Top stars.
Okada.
Ooh.
Tanahashi.
Uh-oh.
Okada won.
Man, you better not be throwing me some... names that I there's no to like some actual Japanese names which
there
like.
There is not.
Nice.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Number 1, Leo Minor.
Leo Minor? Fake.
Yes. 2, Salvation.
Ooh, that's a great name if it's fake, but I'm gonna say real.
Yep.
Yeah.
3, Robin Mask.
Robin Mask?
Yes.
Real.
Yes.
Yeah.
4, Punish.
Ooh, fake.
Real.
Wow.
5, The Tiger 3.
Fake.
Yeah. 6, Josh Bendel.
Spell Bendel.
B-E-N-D-L.
Josh Bendel. I mean, it rolls off the tongue, but I think it's fake.
Yeah.
Okay.
7, Breakdown.
Oh, great name, real.
Yeah.
Wow.
8, Lance Banner.
Oh, you made that up, but that's a good name. Fake.
Mm-hmm. Fortress.
Oh, another great name. I'll say real.
Fake.
Oh, wow.
Aquarius.
Oh, real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hornet number 2.
There had to have been a second Hornet. Real.
Fake.
Oh, damn you.
Last one. RPM.
Real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many is that?
9, baby.
That's good.
I'm back. Baby!
Didn't I get 13 last week?
You did pretty good last week.
Yeah. So you're up 2 now, total for the year. Nice. That was fine. You were up like 6 before that.
Nice. Don't have to, like, why do you have to denigrate my shit?
I'm not.
That's fine.
No, I'm saying that's fine. It's less of a comeback for me to win at the end of the year. First trivia question. Who did Okada face in his first New Japan Pro Wrestling match in 2007?
Nakanishi.
Naito.
Ooh.
Second question.
The rivalry goes back to the very beginning.
A decade. What tag team did Okada face in his first televised TNA match?
Tenzin and
TNA.
TNA.
Because he was in TNA for a year.
Do you have the year?
I guess it'd be 2010. So he was in there. He was in TNA from 2010 and 2011.
Okay. I'll say Team 3D.
Generation Me.
That was that CM Punk?
No, that was the Young Bucks.
Oh, shit. Well done.
9.
Me. 9.
So you're up 2 on the year.
I was helped by the spirit of Flying Brian. He hovers over me, flying in heaven. Anyways, thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
Anyways, I want to say thank you to everybody out there about the bonus episode for you patrons out there. Available to all $1 patrons.
Yes.
So be on the lookout for that. And until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.